This year, the Sudbury Rocks Marathon's going to look a little bit different because COVID has put us all into that situation. We all know about the challenges that we've been facing with COVID. I have Tanis Laufren from the Northern Cancer Foundation here with me this afternoon. What other challenges have you been facing in putting this year's run together, the virtual run, if you will?
Well, I think we started by moving the date because we were very optimistic, overly optimistic. It turned out that we could host it because, I mean, Sudbury Rocks is a really special event. And to be there, you understand that. To watch the runners, to watch everybody running for a cause, for people to be out there. I mean, we desperately wanted to do it in person and figure out a way to do it in person. But at the end of the day, I mean, people's safety is of the utmost importance. And because we're a healthcare organization, we felt that we simply couldn't risk anything, and we knew we had to move it to virtual.
Yeah, because let's be honest, cancer is going to continue to pick fights, and it's important that organizations like the Northern Cancer Foundation continue to get the support from the community to help those who have these fights on their hands.
And cancer hasn't slowed down at all. Right, we're still seeing the same number of people diagnosed, the same number of people treated, and in fact, you know, the need is almost greater because we've got all these extra layers of complexity now around treatment and around people getting diagnosed and around screening and all of that. And patients themselves are experiencing financial trouble, so it's really added a whole bunch of layers to us. And we just want to make sure at the end of the day that we're providing world-class treatment for our patients.
And COVID aside, there are a number of reasons that this event had to happen. And Andre Dumais is running in the Sudlibrity 5K Challenge as well from Ionic Mechatronics, which is also the presenting sponsor. Andre, why is it vitally important that we do have this run this year?
Well, for me, this run is particularly special. Not only my first run, but one of the founders of the race, Steve Matush, who is the founder of the company I work for, passed away from cancer earlier this spring. And shortly before he passed, he asked me if I would continue sponsoring the event because we sponsored it since the beginning. And, of course, that becomes no-brainer territory for us. However, I told him I'd go one step further and I'd run for him this year. So we were doing actually a bit of a small staff challenge where I've challenged the employees of the company to come and run in the event as well. And anybody who beats my time, I'm going to donate $100 in their name to the Northern Cancer Foundation. So
wow.
We've done an internal registration here, and we've got up to 62 people participating from the organization. So, you know, good thing I've been training this summer.
That's fantastic. You've already done quite well in terms of your fundraising, I understand.
Yeah, I put a post out about a week or so ago in trying to recruit people. You know, when you're in this business industry, there's always someone participating in some event or running in something looking for sponsorship. So once or twice a year, I push it back to my friends and say, hey, I sponsored you, now it's your turn. So in about a week, I've raised almost $2,500. And I put the challenge out that if I get to 3,000, next year I'm going to run the half marathon instead of the 5K.
Last year, I ran as Deadpool, and I put a pledge out to our listeners that if we raised $1,000, I would run the 5K in the Deadpool outfit. And Tanis, as we spoke earlier, before COVID really struck our plans, we had a really neat idea to put up three outfits, and whichever one garnered the most support, I would run the race in that one. But we're going to shelve that until next year. And I have agreed to dust off the Deadpool uniform once again and run on my own in this. And I mean, COVID's again has put a cramp in so many plans and so many fundraising efforts that I figured I'd set a reasonable goal of 650. I'm at 275, so a little ways to go. But you know what? I want to get you to your half marathon next year, Andre. And regardless of what I raise, I'm still going to run in the Deadpool suit because it's streamlined and I think it helps my time.
Well, I've got your email address. I'll send you my sponsorship link.
All right. On that note, that's you, Andre. If folks do want to support you and send their donations your way, how can they get a hold of you?
The easiest way is probably to go to the Running Room website, and they have a link there for the sponsorship of the event. Look up the Ionic Mechatronics Sudbury Rocks race, and then look up my name, so Andre Dumais, D-U-M-A-I-F, and click on the link and add hundreds of dollars.
Absolutely, to help the Northern Cancer Foundation. Now, Tanis, you guys have basically given anyone running this year in the virtual event a 2-for-1. What was the thinking behind that?
I think we just wanted to get people out and running. We wanted to, I mean, this year was so important to all of us to honor Steve. I mean, he was the brains behind this entire event, and it wouldn't have happened without him and a great team of people. But really, Steve was the catalyst, and I think we wanted to make sure that in his memory and his honor that this year was really successful and going into next year. So, and we understand that some folks are hurting this year, and we understand that, you know, there can be some fiscal challenges, but we also wanted to make sure that this year's event was super special for Steve.
Most definitely. Now, I do have a very, very important final question here for you, Tanis. What's the status of the 5K Sudleberly Challenge trophy? Does that just sit vacant for a year? Do I win it by default? How does that work?
That's a really good question. Well, there is a celebrity challenge happening, so I would think that whoever wins that, we have to go on the honor system that people are going to show us their watch and let us know what the times are. But I think that whoever wins it, wins it. And I have to say, I hope it goes back to Deadpool.
Okay. All right. I understand. I mean, I've looked at the past numerous times. Ryan Manahan is kind of the gold standard because he won it 3 years in a row there from Eastlink. But Jeff Harrington, of course, when he ran, he did the 21:03, which I finished 4/100ths of a second off his time. So that's my target. I want a three-peat. I've got my smartphone and my Polar, so I'll be running two GPS time-based systems when I go out and run my race. Only except I didn't put on the freshman 15, but I definitely put on the COVID 10 throughout this whole isolation.
Wallowing.
That's what we've been doing. Yeah, sitting at home and maybe eating a few too many bonbons and a couple of too many cold ones, but
on you, Greg. I'm telling you, my money's on you.
Looking forward to a great event. Sunday, October 25th, the virtual running of the Sudbury Rocks Marathon. Where can they go for all the information they need and to get registered for two races, this year's and next year's, Tanis?
Well, they can go to our website, ncfsudbury.com, or they can go to the Sudbury Rocks Marathon website as well.